This is Wade Mathieu with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The U.S. Geological Service is mapping Alaska for the first time in decades. It'll take 7 or 8 years. Problems lie in some elevations of mountains being incorrect, so safety for aircraft and others is important. The Able Foundation in Baltimore, originally begun by the former owners of the Baltimore Sun, uses patents in clean energy and automotive production to increase the foundation's assets and grant making. Able has now won lawsuits upholding its patents with Toyota and Hyundai, though it's still fighting with Ford Motors. In many states, more than half the health insurance plans offered for sale through healthcare.gov, the federal online marketplace, have a deductible of $3,000 or more, dollars, according to the New York Times. In Miami, the median deductible, according to healthcare.gov, is $5,000. In Jackson, Mississippi, the comparable figure is $5,500. In Chicago, the median deductible is $3,400. In Phoenix, it's $4,000. In Houston and Des Moines, $3,000. 99% of all animal life has gone extinct over the Earth's history. We're holding on to 0.1%. North Carolina has now enacted a new bill that outlaws sanctuary cities in the state. Cities like Durham, long operating that way, are unclear about the future. Eagles of Death Metal were the band playing at the Paris concert when terrorists struck, killing over 100 there. The band from Palm Desert, California, mixes driving blues rock of 1970s vintage with a heavy dose of humor. For fans of Eagles of Death Metal, the band's name is part of its irreverent charm. A nonprofit startup, software startup in San Francisco called Sexual Health Innovations, has developed an online reporting system for campus sexual violence. Students at participating colleges can use its site called Callisto to record details of an assault anonymously. The site saves and timestamps those records. That allows students to decide later whether they want to formally file reports with their schools, identifying themselves by their school-issued email addresses, or download their information and take it directly to the police. The site also offers a matching system in which a user can elect to file a report with the school electronically only if someone else names the same assailant. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.